Okay, this phone call, this teleconference is being recorded. This is a special meeting of the Black Point Beach Club Zoning Board of Appeals. Calling the special meeting to order at 6:15 p.m. Again, this teleconference is being recorded in accordance with the requirements of Executive Order 7B, as issued by Governor Lamont, which allows for these sort of meetings to be held over these public meetings to be held over teleconference. This recording will be posted and made available on the website within 7 days, hopefully tomorrow. And so that's the background. I'm going to ask, I appreciate everybody being able to attend. I appreciate the members of the public who have made the effort to dial in. Our agenda is very focused, and we don't have a slot for public comments. So the Zoning Board of Appeals, as is as in attendance today, which includes myself as chair of the ZBA, Sally Cheney, Arlene Garrow, Paul Pendergast, and Joyce Forges, with alternates of Anita Schepter, Marion Neptune, and Kim Craven. I would like to please limit discussion among the members of the ZBA, and I please ask that you identify yourself before you say anything. I would also ask that, to the extent possible, you put any of your phone on mute. If you happen to have a cell phone, it should be a pretty easy thing to put it on mute just to help us eliminate any of the background noise. That being said, we have a full five-member board. While all of the board members are available, all of the members, including the alternates, can discuss, can participate in the discussion of this meeting. When it comes to any motions that we're going to vote on, that's going to be limited to the full members of the board. Again, that would be myself, Sally, Arlene, Paul, and Joyce. Are there any questions or concerns from what I've just said? Great. So we've seated the regular members, called to order. So next item on the agenda is the review of Executive Order 7I, which is dated 3/21/2020. This executive order provides for extending any sort of hearing, and in this case it would be related to the ZBA, any hearings by up to 90 days. This is an executive order that's been signed by the governor, and it basically is the standing law at this point in time. I'd like to, at this point, ask Anita, who has actually been involved in some of the crafting of this, if there's anything that you'd like to say about this executive order as it relates to the ZBA.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. I think Colleen, I'd like to say a couple things. First of all, this executive order, which is dated, which is 7, and dated as Colleen said, at a later date, has to be read in conjunction with Executive Order 7B, like Bow Wow, because 7B actually, Section 1 of the Executive Order 7B talks to what Colleen addressed, which is the suspension of in-person open meeting requirements for the state of Connecticut, saying that from now on, for a period of time, that these sorts of meetings, municipal meetings, may take place, which normally would have required in-person public access, that they now can be done by conference call, video conference, or any technology, provided that the public has the ability to listen to each meeting or proceeding in real time, which we're doing now. So that's the first part Colleen is referring to. I think the second part refers to Executive Order 7I, in which there were refinements made to Section 1 of Executive Order 7B, saying they would give 90-day grace periods. In other words, you could push out hearings, et cetera, for a period of 90 days. I would like, Colleen, to bring everyone to cite attention to Section 19, small I, because Section 19, small I, really talks to any covered law prescribing for the commencement of appeal of a decision by a zoning enforcement officer or for an agent of Inland Wetlands. And what they're saying there is that you can suspend the normal procedures and permit the appeal that would normally need to be by regular mail, et cetera, to be done the way which we've described and which is described in this executive order, which is that you can do things electronically if you don't know people's electronic addresses, et cetera, et cetera. I would just like to divide that, Colleen, I think into two separate. I think naturally this executive order goes to the next two points on your agenda, which is what does this mean for current applications versus future applications? I think future applications, Colleen, are easier. So let's are simpler, which is in future applications that you get to follow all these rules and you can say we're going to delay this application for 90 days and then go through the process and do whatever you want. So that's future applications. I think that's pretty simple. If the Zoning Board of Appeals makes the decision that they would like to, you know, wait the 90 days because they would rather have an in-person meeting, for any existing application, if notice has been made, if property owners have been notified, if you have already gone into the process, I think you have to complete the process. So if you've already made notice and you've already noticed on a website, noticed in a newspaper, under the old rules prior to this executive order going through, you can now hold that zoning appeals meeting by teleconference, but I think you have to hold it because you've already noticed it and you've already given a time for it. So I'll stop there.
Okay. Let me update everybody at this point that, yes, the timing of everything has really put us in the soup, put me in the soup, because I did notice everything before 7I was issued. And after 7B, so we've already made the plan to have the hearing. We've done all the appropriate notices and have scheduled that hearing. And that will be held over teleconference. So that all complies with 7B. And then the question has been raised with 7I. The legal counsel for the association feels that we should be applying this timeline on this already noticed hearing. I don't have any idea if that's even an option. It sounds like from Anita, who helped craft these executive orders, that since things are already in process with this one hearing, before 7I went into effect, we are to carry on. Is that what I understand, Anita?
I think you do, because 7I talks about any covered law prescribing for commencement of appeal of a decision by a zoning enforcement officer. But there is not a commencement, right? That was already commenced. So you've earned the procedure for this zoning application was placed prior to the application was commenced prior to either B or I. I worry that if you don't proceed with Saturdays, that for those property owners that were noticed, that you won't have the opportunity to pull back that notice and extend it out 90 days. If council is telling the ZBA that they can do that, I would, that's an option. I think that clear, that certain, that you could say that that's certainly an option. I would think, though, you're how many days out from this hearing? As you know, I can't participate in that. So, but you're what, three
right.
days
the hearing
out?
Is Saturday. The hearing is scheduled for, the hearing on the books right now is scheduled for Saturday morning.
Yeah, and at this point, you would have to notice all the abutting property owners, and for all of them, if you don't have emails for all of them, addresses, you're going to have to put it in the mail, I think, to notice them. I just think you run the risk of having, I think you run the risk because we're so close to the deadline. I think mm-hmm. I would agree with counsel if you had longer time to do this, but and that's just my two cents. And Joyce, you know, you could feel free to weigh in too. When Bob Clark helped to craft this, I think he was thinking, okay, everybody gets a – so Bob Clark is the general counsel for the center. When they were, I think, crafting this, I think both the Attorney General's office and Bob Clark were saying, okay, everybody needs to proceed with business as usual, but there are things that need to be pared back on. We can't hold in-person meetings anymore right now, so we're going to give you the option of not having in-person meetings, provided that you do all these things that you're doing now, Colleen. And again, I think that I would agree with counsel normally, but I think you're too close to the deadline.
Okay, is there anybody else on the ZBA? Can you state your name?
This is Joyce Wojcicki, and I agree with Anita because I think what they're providing all the towns with is a little leeway on anything new that comes in because of this situation, and because of the shortness of the executive order, the timing, and the actual hearing. I think that it's best that we proceed at this point.
Is there anybody else from the ZBA that would like to comment on this?
Colleen, it's Arlene.
Go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, Anita and Joyce, in regards to going forward this, and you say it's difficult to notice whether it's neighbors or the people in general. Are we worried the fact that we wouldn't be able to get to them in time before the meeting to let them know that that it would be postponed? Or are we worried that by saying this and someone's not notified that we're in violation of something? I guess if council's telling us that we could postpone it, what is the risk that we run by doing so? And if somebody's not, didn't pick up their mail or didn't get it in time, what is the implication here?
Well, I mean, it's clear under the statute that if you don't have under this executive order, that if you can't email them, then and it's you can't notice them in time, that you got to post a sign that's 3x2. I mean, I just think, Arlene, I think I hear what you're saying, Arlene. I think if you were to have this, were having this conversation a week ago, I think you would have time to put things in the mail that you could properly notice on Black Point's website, that you could do proper notification so that that members, and it's not just the abutting property owners and people who get noticed. It's the whole association, has the right to know. And I guess doing it on the website, I just think it doesn't, there's also this appearance of what you are doing if you're pulling a hearing 3 days before the hearing's supposed to exist. So I don't think you can meet probably the notice requirements in time. You might be able to do it, but also I think there's going to be a perception out there that something went awry. And again, I'm going to emphasize that I believe that these executive orders were made for so that people, as applications may have come in or are coming in now, it gives municipalities a reprieve to be able to push it out 90 days.
Right.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is there anybody else from the ZBA who has a comment or question, concern? Okay, I personally, my opinion is I would actually like to see this proceed as well. I think there are issues no matter what we do. I think we're in a whole new world in a lot of ways, and unfortunately we're kind of caught in the midst of that. So I understand the different opinions as to why we might want to wait and why we might want to extend. But I think that the best thing, since everything has been noticed, it's going to be easier to go through the process and continue. We're already given the compromise of doing things over teleconference. So I think we should just proceed, would be my opinion as well.
And I
are
think
there any other comments from the ZBA?
So this is Anita again, and I think it's just easier for you because for the future stuff, you've got the roadmap, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what you're going to do for future stuff now. I just think this was one of those things that is, you know, neither fish nor fowl, and I think you're articulating it well, Colleen.
Okay, so we should have,
hold on. This is Paul Pendergast. I don't know if moving the question is the right term, but I would call on Anita to guide us on what a proper motion would sound like so that we can put one in place.
Well, that's up to Colleen as the chair, and I think what she needs to do is put it to a vote of the standing members, and I'm an alternate. So I think that's what Colleen was about to do.
Yes. I would move that we continue with the already published and scheduled public hearing for Saturday, April 4th, and continue with it as it has been scheduled. That would be our motion. We're just going to continue. It is scheduled for Saturday the 4th, and we will continue with that.
This is Joyce. Should that motion include some reference to the applicant? Or?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, to specifically say,
like, who is it?
The pending public hearing scheduled for Saturday, April 4th via teleconference for a variance application at 47 Indianola Road should proceed as scheduled on Saturday, April 4th. Is that what you wanted that specific?
Yes. Joyce, yes. And I second that motion.
We'll poll the regular members. Sally? Sally, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's why I have mentioned my name a few times before. You couldn't hear me. I think I had the wrong button pushed. Anyway, yes. I vote yes.
Okay. Arlene?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Colleen? Yes. So we will continue with the public hearing as scheduled for April 4th. Great. Next question, though, I want to just put this in front on the off chance that there are any ZBA variance applications that are received between now and until this executive order is superseded? Would that be, is that how that works, Rita? An executive order is superseded?
Until the executive order is either superseded or it is no longer in effect.
Okay. So I would make a motion that we, for any future ZBA applications, we take advantage of the 90-day extension until Executive Order 7I is superseded or removed. That would be the motion.
Could I add a little caveat to that?
And, of course.
Unless it's an emergency situation. You know, someone, I don't know, I'm thinking of something that somebody has to get done quickly.
So let me make sure that everybody understands that on the normal process of business for a ZBA prior to these executive orders, there's a 65-day window between receipt of the application and when the public hearing must commence. So there's normally 65 days. This would extend that by 90 days, making it we have up to 155 days.
That's correct.
There's not normally an emergency clause in that first 65 days. So
I would agree with that. I mean, if you want to say unless there's an extenuating circumstance, but I can't think of one, because this is an appeal from a zoning decision, so I can't really think of an emergency. If you want to put something like extenuating circumstances, keep in mind to Colleen's point that this executive order is in place until the public health emergency is declared or modified or terminated by the governor's office. So we don't know how long this is going to be in effect.
Right.
I guess I'm just nervous about saying unless there's an emergency, if we can't really define what that emergency would be.
Okay, withdraw. So
I think that's wise. So, Joyce, so withdraw it.
Okay. Joyce withdraws the suggestion.
Okay. All right, so our motion will be that the Black Point Zoning Board of Appeals will use the 90-day extension granted by Executive Order 7I for all ZBA applications received after April 1st until the executive order is removed or superseded. Sound okay?
Say, unless the executive order is modified or terminated by the governor's office.
Okay. Change that. Modified or terminated. All right. Is there a second?
I'll second that, Joyce.
Joyce, second. Okay. So we'll go back up the list. Joyce, you want to vote on that?
Yes.
Colleen, can we have discussion for a minute?
Oh, you're right, Sally. I forgot
Sally.
The discussion part.
I'd like to suggest that, and this is just on the side, but certainly I would hope that the ZBA officer would tell people, we'd ask them to please be sure to tell people that if they want to go for some sort of a variance, know that it's going to be this long now. They need to know that up front. Otherwise, because that's a long time, 150-some days.
That's a good point. And as the outcome of this meeting, Jim Ventress will be informed.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, that's a good point. Thank you. Is there any other discussion on this second motion? All right, Joyce, try again.
Yes.
Paul?
Aye.
Arlene?
Okay.
Yes.
Sally?
Yes.
Pauline? Also a yes. So we approve the motion that any future application will be subject to this 90-day extension until this executive order is modified or terminated. That being the case, those were the two things that I wanted to discuss. Is there anything else from the ZBA that needs attention? We will be having a public hearing on Saturday at 9 a.m., same conference call information. This meeting will be bumped up on the website, so it will be back on the top, so everybody will be able to refresh that information. Any other questions or comments from the board?
No, I just hope everyone's safe and well.
Yeah,
I second that, Joyce.
I mean, everybody's
bunkered. I move that we close the meeting. I move that we close the meeting.
Okay. Is there a second to adjourn?
Sally,
Joyce,
second.
Sally, second. Joyce, second. Okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, so this concludes the special meeting, the Black Point Zoning Board of Appeals. Thank you all for your input, your timeliness, and being able to schedule this. And we'll talk again on Saturday morning.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you.